Show us the details. That's a reaction to the federal opposition's plan to have Australia at net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 while continuing to mine brown coal. Coalition and Greens MPs say the target is either too ambitious or not ambitious enough. But Labor says it can balance coal and tackling catastrophic climate change. It just won't be rushed into working out how. Isabel Rowe reports.
Despite a weekend of pressure from all sides of politics, Labor leader Anthony Albanese isn't rushing to explain the detail of his emissions reduction policy.
The fact is that we need to act on climate change. We can't pretend that it's not real, and we need a sensible, considered path forward.
Labor went back to the drawing board on its climate policy after it lost last year's federal election. Anthony Albanese says his party didn't balance the wants of those concerned about climate change with those who depend on the coal industry. But the Labor leader's policy going into this sitting week is largely unchanged, a target of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. But he told the ABC's Insiders program Australia's coal industry will exist alongside that.
Look, I suspect we will.
We'll still be exporting coal, even though we've got a net zero emissions target.
Well, it's net, that's the point.
Coalition MPs like Nationals leader Michael McCormack say it can't be done without serious consequences for regional jobs.
I don't think you can have net zero emissions and have jobs increases.
Nationals MP Ken O'Dowd used fewer words.
I've never heard of so much bullshit in my life.
The Queensland MP's electorate of Flynn relies on the resources industry.
He should come to Flynn and explain to the aluminium workers, the coal miners, the agricultural people, the cattle people, the cement people, how's he going to do it?
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is also unimpressed with the level of detail in Labor's announcement.
Well, we need a plan to get to net zero by 2050, and that means no new coal mines, no oil and gas. We've got to phase out fossil fuels, and we have to get real about the transition. You can't just have a long-term target and not do any of the work beforehand.
So when they say you can have coal and net zero, you don't believe that's possible?
Look, what it means is no new coal mines.
Labor MPs say their plans to get to the net zero target won't be revealed until closer to the next election. But leader Anthony Albanese has indicated he wants the policy applied economy-wide, meaning there won't be exemptions for industries like farming. In a statement to AM, the National Farmers Federation says the agriculture sector was already hoping to be nearing carbon neutral by 2030, 20 years earlier than Labor would like, but it's concerned about any policy that limits their growth. It too wants more details from Labor. Senior Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon says they'll have to wait.
So we'll take some time. We'll take some time to think about what happens between now and 2050.
The government is yet to make up its mind on whether it would also back a net zero 2050 target.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.